This is going out as episode zero to introduce you to your hosts on a brand new journey to the station. I'm Mitch.
I'm Steve.
And we are longtime fans of the series Babylon 5. I do want to acknowledge right from the start another podcast, the Babylon Podcast from Farpoint Media. They are a great group of people and have a fun podcast, and I haven't missed an episode. But just as with Trek and Doctor Who, I think there's plenty of room for more podcasts with new points of view. With that said, I think we can bring a new spin on Babylon 5 and maybe point out a few things you may have missed along the way. I first heard about Babylon 5 at a Star Trek convention. During the convention, Richard Arnold, a.k.a. The Dick,
You gotta stop there. Why is he a dick?
If you've met him, you'll understand.
All right, fair enough.
Ran through the cast of the upcoming Deep Space Nine and then talked about an upcoming movie called Babylon 5. The only name in the cast list that I recognized was Andreas Katsoulis, who was Tomalak on The Next Gen. But the slides were interesting, and months later when it aired, I tuned in. And now, 15 years later, here I am. And this is my cohort in crime, the Pinky to my Brain, the Stitch to my Lilo, the Blanche to my Sophia, Steve. Steve, how did you first hear about Babylon 5?
Oddly enough, my dad actually was watching it, and I thought that Jerry Doyle looked like Dan Aykroyd. And for some reason, that wrote me into watching it, and it was this awesome space station program. And I got hooked from the very beginning, but I didn't even think about it again until they aired the series a year after that pilot episode. So after that, the first thing I noticed about Babylon 5 was the continuity of the story, how the episodes referenced each other, and how the characters developed, and how the whole story built on each other, and I was in junior high school at the time, and I found it to be a great escape. So I was hooked, and then not too long after that, I met Mitch, and we actually had something in common to talk about. And to this date, he's the only person in my life I can actually discuss Babylon 5 or Babylon 5-related material with. So,
yeah, it's actually funny. He and I met at work, and he and I both quoted Babylon 5, and that's kind of how we actually got introduced to each other. And then the books came out, and we started reading those, and just found out that there were other people that were interested in the same things that we were.
Now, I got to point out, and I hate doing this, I do, but I got to point out that Mitch is a lot more knowledgeable about the trivia, about the cast, the crew, and the production, and the details, and the careers of the various actors that were involved in the production of Babylon 5. And what I have in connection with Babylon 5 is, first of all, every episode I've seen. I've read the Technomage trilogy. I've read the Legions of Fire Centauri trilogy. I haven't read the Psycor trilogy yet, but I've also read the volume of nine, I wouldn't call them fan fiction. What would you call those books that included?
They were authorized books.
Okay. So that means we had authors that were basically loosely following an outline provided by J. Michael Straczynski.
Not true.
No.
The first nine books that came out, the writers had a paragraph at most that they had given, either they gave the network or the network gave them, and went from there. And some of them were better than others. The first six especially, Joe had nothing to do with at all.
No.
The last three of those books, two of them he did have something to do with. One of those was by Jeannie Kavelos, and it was called The Shadow Within.
That was the first one I read, by the way. Loved
it. That was number seven. And then number nine was To Dream. It's got a longer title, but I always call it To Dream, by Mrs. Joe Straczynski, Catherine Drennan. And then there was book number eight, which if you can possibly manage to avoid it, do so. It's called Personal Agendas, and it is quite easily the worst book ever published. So unless you're a completist, you can manage to skip that. But they're pretty hard to find nowadays anyway. And he did provide some information for those three, very little outlines. When it came to the later books and trilogies and such like that, Joe did provide complete outlines.
Okay, so that provides you with, you know, when Babylon 5 was first coming out and it was being released in various different medias, we were able to explore this realm not only by watching and discussing the television programs, but by sort of enriching our knowledge of the Babylon 5 universe. And it became
something greater.
Yeah.
Our last best chance and hope for something good to watch on TV, because there wasn't much of it, was there?
Yeah, not really. And we will, in later episodes, discuss the controversy surrounding, and we intend to branch out into all the things that have interested us that began with our interest in Babylon 5, but we'll mainly keep it associated with Babylon 5 as much as we can. So that is an introduction to who we are, and we hope that you all enjoy this podcast as much as we are. So this is Steve on the station.
This is Mitch on the station.
And come and join us.
The station.